That was for the speakers yesterday. I'm a little louder than they were. Honey, are you listening? Honey, voice down. Thank you. Thank you. Down, down. There you go. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray that you do. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, the Lord was speaking to my heart. The curse of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Matter of fact, in Romans 6:23, the Word of God says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And what the Lord is speaking to my heart about, what we want to do and accomplish, we can't do it in our own power and our own strength. I think the Apostle Paul said in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Without the Father's help, there's not a whole lot of things we can do. One of the things that the Lord is really speaking to my heart about is the adversary is constantly trying to divide the body. And he uses these little foxes that spoil the vine. It's a little things he uses to separate the children of God. And the Lord of God wants to speak to us about that today, because we're stepping into one of the greatest years that's ever been known since the time began. I believe 2022 is going to be a banner year, because there's nowhere to look but to God. There's so much darkness that's covering the earth, amen, that God's light's going to shine, and people are going to be drawn to his glory and to his healing touch of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But today I want to take you in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 25. The Apostle Paul says this, that there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, yet shew I unto you a more excellent way. And then he speaks about love. But I want to focus your attention today to verse number 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. The title of this morning's message is Called to Unite. Called to Unite. We're going to look at three things: the division, the deception, and the discord. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Can we agree together? I like agreeing together. Amen? How many know it's kind of hard getting anybody to agree with anything these days? Amen? So can we come into agreement? Amen? I think God does something special in the atmosphere when we agree. Amen? So he says, repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful today that you're sending it here to accomplish something in our hearts and our lives. Your word declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as your word goes forth today, faith will increase in this atmosphere. And as faith increases in this atmosphere, we will stand in agreement in faith and believe for others. So, Father, we say today, Lord, have your way. Speak through me today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing each and every one of us today, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name we ask these things. And all God's people said, amen and amen. First thing is the Apostle Paul says that there be no schism, no division in the body. You know, one of the things that today we're going to look at reversing the curse. Amen? How many know that if you reverse the curse, if you reverse or look at the opposite of the word division, what do you have? You have united. You have unity. Okay? That's why the psalmist says in Psalms 133:1, how good it is and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. Why do you think the adversary wants us divided? Why do you think he wants to bring division in the body? Because if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So what the adversary wants us to do, he wants us to constantly be in disagreement. Amen. So one of the things the Lord was reminding me to be united, to reverse the curse and the division, to be united. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, gives some instructions. He says in verse 10, he says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. What did we just try to do here a moment ago? What did we do? We're coming into agreement. We're speaking the same thing. Amen. And sometimes I say, well, that sounds silly for you to do that. Why do you continually do that? Because the Bible tells us to. It's biblical. And he says to us that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. Well, Pastor, I don't think like other people think. I don't see the way other people see things. So how in the world can I have the same mind? Well, God reminds you and I, if you're a child of His, you don't have your mind any longer. You have the mind of Christ.
Come on.
It's the mind of Christ that we can come in an agreement, the same mind, and think the same ways. What would Christ do? What would Christ do? How would Christ respond? If my brother offends me, do I take offense? No, he should never offend me because he's just a person and everybody's capable of making a mistake. Is there anybody in this room that is mistake-free? Let me see your hand. That never makes a mistake, that never makes a boo-boo. Hallelujah. Amen. So what the adversary wants us to do so many times, he wants us to focus on the boo-boo or the error instead of focusing on we have the mind of Christ and we're perfectly joined together in Him.
Yes.
Amen. I can't be like anybody else, but I can be just like you because we have the same Spirit of Christ inside of each and every one of us. In other words, then we say, really, greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. Why? Because I'm thinking as he thinks.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, we had that statement we used to wear years ago when I was a hippie, young Christian. I guess I came from being a hippie. But it was WWJD. What would Jesus do? Amen. How would Jesus respond? So with this, we're to care for one another. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 2 Corinthians 13. Now the Apostle Paul, in his letters to the church of Corinth, remember this, church. Every time you read one of the letters that are written to the church, you are the church, you take it personally that God is writing it directly to you. Amen. So I take this to belong with me. I take ownership in it. Amen. All the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And when I take a hold of the promises of God, then when the enemy comes in like a flood, I recognize the Spirit of God has raised a standard against them. It was raised by the cross of Calvary. Amen. And I know what God says. Amen. And God is not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he needs to repent. If God said it, he's going to do it. And well, Pastor, I didn't see him do a lot of things. Well, faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. There are some things I have not seen yet, but I know what God had said, and I believe in faith God's going to do everything that he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I had calls left and right of prodigals that were supposed to be here today. If you wonder where your pastor was looking today, I was looking for a lot of people that were supposed to be here today that didn't make it. The weatherman scared them away. But at the same time, God's in the work. God's doing some mighty things in our midst. And the Apostle Paul, he's writing this letter. And I want you to get a hold of this. And 2 Corinthians 13:11, when the Apostle Paul was just like an attorney in a court, he made his case, and these are his closing arguments. Okay? And he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, he says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Well, how can I do that? Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. And he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken my mortal body by the Spirit that lives in me. And what Spirit lives in me? The Spirit of love. And perfect love casts out all fear. And if I don't have love, I've never been made perfect. So when I'm looking here, is I'm being perfected by the love of God which is inside of me. That doesn't make me perfect. There isn't anybody perfect. There's only one perfect one. His name is Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said he became flesh and dwelt among us, and he knew no sin nor did no sin. I don't know about you, but I can't say that. That's right. Anybody else in the room can say that? Amen. Amen. I am not perfect, but I'm being made perfect. I'm being perfected in his love. Yeah. And perfect love casts off fear, because fear has torment, and he that feareth has not been made perfect in his love. There's a lie that's going around this nation and this world right now. And God wants us to know it's time for the church to arise, because by faith we can overcome everything the enemy has brought our way. And the COVID virus must bow to the name of Jesus. It has a name. Amen. We got to stop speaking to the devil and speak of the goodness and mercy and grace and the healing power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think now it's time for the church to arise. Amen. You know, the world is looking for an answer, right? Amen. And they're looking, it's like that old country song. Looking for love in all the wrong places, and I found all the wrong things. Amen. Anybody been down that road? But he says there, be of good comfort and be of one mind again. Look at the one next to you and say, we think alike. We think alike. We think alike when we think according to God's word. Amen? And he says, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen? Blessed are the, for they shall be called the children of God. So the reverse to curse, that there's no schism, no division in the body, we reverse the curse by being united. Look at the one next to you and say, I love standing in agreement with you, because I need you and you need me. We need each other. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hey, that's so important for you to recognize and realize how much we really need one another, and how the adversary always has you looking at things that or we don't have the same personality, or we don't have the same background, or we don't have, that's what makes God great. He can take somebody no matter where you come from, he can put you together with somebody that you didn't know where they come from, and you all can get along.
Amen.
Amen. I love teamwork. Nobody prayed hard enough for me last night. Did anybody pray for your pastor last night? Roy's Dallas Cowboys kicked my Philadelphia Eagles butts last night. And I bet you didn't even shed a tear for me, did you, Roy? A little one. But look with me in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. The Apostle Paul reminding the church at Philippi in verse 27. He says this. He says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. I encourage you, man, come out on Friday night at 6:45. Amen. God's going to do something special. I don't know exactly what he's going to do. He's God, I'm not. But I know he's going to do something powerful. Amen. I know the Lord wouldn't ask me to do it or call me to do it if he didn't have a plan for it. Amen. And guess what? He doesn't always show me what he's going to do. He just says, by faith, you do this and watch and see what I'll do. Amen. So first, if we're reversing the curse, look to your next door neighbor and say, reverse the curse. We're not divided. We are united. United we stand. Divided we fall. United we stand. Divided we fall. United we stand. Divided we fall. Why do you think this nation is falling right now?
Because
the nation itself is divided. Amen? So first he says, to reverse the curse. We're reversing the curse of division and being united. Secondly, we have the deception, the lies. To reverse the lies, or the opposite of lies, is what? The truth. Jesus said what? You shall know what? And what shall the truth do? Look to your neighbor and say, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Amen? Because Jesus is the way, is the truth, and is the life. Amen? So when we're reversing the curse, we're looking at, in Matthew 25, Jesus gives us a parable of the goats and the sheep.
Yes, he does.
And the truth is, faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, don't talk to me about your faith. Our actions will speak louder than our words do. Amen. And he says in verse 35, he gives us the understanding of the parable. He says, for I was a hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Amen. And it was just like yesterday, the Lord, during a meeting, the Lord spoke to my heart. And the Lord spoke to me about where he called us to reach other churches and minister to other churches and other bodies of Christ. And the Lord said to me yesterday, he says, "Have you ministered to other ministries and bodies? I will grow this ministry and this body." But it comes from sowing to others. Hey? Amen? In other words, Jesus is saying to you and I, amen, hey, don't believe the lies of the adversary. Amen? Every time we do it to the least of these, his brethren, we do it unto him. Amen? Amen? If you're looking at what account the Lord's keeping on us, is what we do with our brothers and sisters. It's what we do to others. Amen? And that's what holds the weight. That's why the Apostle Paul says in Romans 15, we're coming, getting out of the deception into the truth. Verse number 1. The apostle says this: "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification or to build him up. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God." Wait a minute, let me stop here a minute. Why do you think praise and worship is so important in the body of Christ? It's another act of unity. It's another act of singing and singing this same thing. What does the adversary try to do towards it? "Well, I don't like that song." Well, the Lord says, you're not singing it for you. You're singing it for me. So sing it unto the Lord. I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm entertaining the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And he says he inhabits the praises of his people. So if I get grumpy on the last song because I didn't like the song, I'm not really happy on the next song. I'm still carrying a little bit of that grump into the next song. You hear what I'm saying? And God wants you and I to understand we're not singing to one another. I'm not here to entertain you. Amen? I'm here to entertain the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All glory, all honor, and all praise is unto him, and he doesn't share his glory and his praise with anyone. Amen? So he says there, "With one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." You know what I'm doing? You know, God's going to bring all kinds of people in the house of God, and we accept everyone. We love everyone just where they're at, and we love them that everybody's got different personalities. They all got different backgrounds. They all come from different mamas and daddies, and they all come from different parts of the nation and parts of the world, and they have different cultures and different things that they're accustomed to, and we're going to love them and honor them. Amen. We're going to honor one another. We're going to show God's love. Amen. That where you come from and your culture is just important. I'm not trying to force my culture on you. We're all the same. Red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. Hallelujah. God loves every last one. He has a plan and purpose for every last one. And he ain't going to change his mind. Hallelujah. So what God is calling for us to do, hey, we recognize what the adversary tries to do. He tries to divide us. He divides us by the deception, by the lies of the enemy. And God says he wants us to understand the truth, and the truth is what keeps us free. So the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, I don't know if you get it or not, but that's some really good preaching. Hallelujah. You know why I know it's some good preaching? Because it's from the Holy Ghost. Because it's from the Father in heaven. Amen. God has a word. He wants you to know how valuable and how important you are, no matter what the world has said, no matter what people have said, no matter what people have done. God says you have great value, you have great worth, and I have great purpose and plans for your life. I've got a great plan for your life. Amen. I'm going to take everything that the enemy meant for evil. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to use it for my glory. Just watch and see what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's all of a sudden then I take on the image of Christ, because I'm not being conformed to this world, but I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind to prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. What is the will of God? That God loves me, God loves you, and we're to love one another. Amen. Because love will cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God some glory. Give him some praise in the house. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul in the church of Thessalonica, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 11, he says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Amen. We're called to unity. We're reversing the curse. The curse of sin is death. The gift of God is life. We're reversing the division by being united. We reverse the curse. Look at your neighbor and say, reverse the curse. The second is deception. Reverse the curse. Believe God's truth. You should know the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free. Amen. Thirdly, when there's division and there's deception, there comes discord. There comes discord amongst the brethren. In Proverbs chapter 6, Solomon says, these six things do the Lord hate. These seven are abomination to him. Amen. Verse 19. Proverbs 6:19, a false witness that speaketh lies, God hates it. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Amen. That's a pretty strong statement. So to overcome or to reverse the curse of discord, it takes discipline. Discipline. And when I was looking at being disciplined, the Lord reminded me in John chapter 13, he reminded me to discipline, another discipleship. Discipleship. What are we doing here? We're a word church. We're hearing and standing on the word of God. I'm in Matthew, and I'm never going to find my scripture in Matthew. It's in John, right? John 13, verse number 34, excuse me. Jesus put it like this. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. If you don't love your brother or your sister, you're not a disciple. Hello? Look at one next and say, I love you. I count it an honor to love you. And I'm not weird. It's pure love.
Right.
It's God's love.
It's God's love.
It's agape love. You know, it's not the love of man. The love of man always comes with conditions. The love of God is unconditional. Amen. And that's what God is saying. We're being perfected in Him. And we're being disciplined with discipleship when we love one another. And when we love one another, guess what? Our actions show that we love one another. Amen. I love hugging. I'm a hugger. My wife would say she'll call me a booger, but I'm a hugger. I'm not receiving the booger. I get to see my honey down here today. Can I preach here today? Look, I just went to look for all the rewards she gets when she gets to heaven. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. And he says here in verse 10, night and day praying exceedingly that I might see your face, that we may see your face, and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Amen? And God wants us to understand that everybody has a measure of faith. But this faith is being connected. When we say we have the same mind and we speak the same things, all of a sudden there's a measure of faith to take authority over things. And at the end of this service, God wants to do something outside of the building. Amen? Because we're going to stand in faith and we're going to send the word out to the north, south, east, and west. Okay? Because the adversary is having a heyday. And we want to put him back in his place. So the word of God says in Romans 14, verse number 19. The apostle gives us instruction. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. Amen. We have a tendency sometimes to tear down, and God's in the building business. Amen. The world has torn you down enough. God wants to build you up. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to encourage you. God wants you to realize that you're never alone. That He'll never leave you nor forsake you. That He's as close as the call of His name. So today we are talking about reverse the curse. The curse of sin is death. The gift of God is life. To reverse the curse of the division, we come to unity. That reverse the curse of deception, we believe the truth. To reverse the curse of discord, it takes the discipline. What do I mean there? God wants you to understand. I've got to discipline myself in the things of God so I do not react and I don't let those things divide me. Amen? How many know that the adversary is constantly trying to divide us? Did you see the way they looked at me today? Well, they didn't even say anything to me. They didn't even acknowledge I was there. Well, who's saying that to them? The adversary is saying that to them. God loves you and has a purpose and plan in your life. Amen? So He says with us in closing today, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 20. Solomon says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So the Lord is saying to us, we're called to be in unity. Let's not let the adversary divide us by his deception and his lies that brings discord. Amen. But make the decision. I love it with Joshua. You know, in Joshua 24:15, Joshua said this. In this last verse, this is what really gets me. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Look to the one next to you right now. It's important. As for me, we will serve the Lord. Look to him again. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Our house belongs to God and no one can come and take it. We need to declare it, we need to decree it, and we need to believe it because God said it and it belongs to us. We're taking back some things that the enemy has stolen. We're coming into unity. As we're coming into the unity of the faith, the truth of God will spread. And as the truth of God will spread, he'll win many to the kingdom of God. Amen. He's going to break up this discord. We're not like that. We're not going to fall into the lies of the adversary. Amen. God doesn't like discord. Look to the one behind you and say, God says, we're to get along. I like getting along with you. And you. I'll speak to the one in the womb too. Hallelujah. Amen. So can we all just stand? What the Lord was speaking to my heart about, listen to me. What the Lord spoke to us about is reversing the curse. To bring in unity and the truth. To bind discord. But there is faith that's increasing in the room. And now I want you to extend your hands out. Send out the windows, in directions. We're sending the word out today. We're sending that word out to the body of Christ, the ones that have been affected with the COVID. The way the enemy is coming in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord has lifted a standard right now in the name of Jesus. I want you in your own words to start binding the curse of sin, start binding the COVID virus, start sending the word out, speak life. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. Let's send words of life out right now. It's not about just your pastor. We're coming together in agreement today. We're taking back what the enemy has stolen. We're calling back our family members that are affected by this COVID virus. We're calling back our family members that have been caught up in the bondage of addictions, Father God. We're calling them back in the name of Jesus. We're sending the word out right now in faith. We're standing in faith as a body of believers. We're believing for breakthrough. We're believing for healing. We're believing for restoration. We're believing for reconciliation. Come on, get it. Act like it. Get that thing out of your mind. Get that thing out of your mind that's trying to steal the healing of God. Get it out of your mind. The adversary is trying to steal what God is doing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you sent your word and healed our diseases, Father God. Your word declares that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. COVID virus, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Not only the ones that are affected with the COVID virus, but the ones that have to be in quarantine because they came into contact with somebody with it. Father God, and Lord, we pray that you touch them in such a supernatural way, Father God, and we'll never cease to give you praise and glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. Now raise your hands up to heaven. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room today. I thank you for the call of God that is irrevocable and does not change. Your word declares that you're touched with the feelings of their infirmities, and with your stripes, they have been made whole. whatever sickness or whatever disease has attached to their bodies, Father God, one of your stripes covered it. So, Father God, I speak the healing balm of Gilead, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, to touch every body, every mind, every soul, and every spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. We rejoice in your goodness, we rejoice in your glory, and we give you praise and honor. Can we give them some praise in the house today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just remember the old schemes of the adversary. He's always trying to divide us. He does this by deception to sow discord. Amen. But when we discover the truth, we recognize we are destined for greatness. Amen. I don't know about you, but my God, my word says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I return for you that where I am, there you may be also. And I just paraphrase there. I didn't quote it word by word. So recognize who you are in Christ. Say, I am.
I am.
I am. I am more than a conqueror. Devil, you can't touch me. I'm a child of God. Devil, you cannot touch me. I'm a child of God. Devil, you cannot touch me. You cannot touch me. You're trying to steal from me what the Lord has purchased for me, and I'm not going to let you take it. I'm going to put you where you belong. Get behind me. You have no place in front of me, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I love you. God loves you. We love you. You're my teammate. Hallelujah. Make sure you're loving one another before you leave today. Hallelujah. That's all I have. Perfect timing, 12 noon.
I heard the lunch bell, right?
Hallelujah.